And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Can't we be sweethearts? Why don't we fall in love right from the start?
It is Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation, TGIF. Thanks for being with me. Why the music dying? What's the feathering down? Finally got their attention after being droned to death across America. Yeah, Obama's bad. Yes, he's a criminal. Yes, the IRS guy should be arrested. Now you could turn it off. Yes, Benghazi was covered up. Yes, they should go to jail. Yes, the IRS should be taking over the fire over the woodshed. Yes. Yes, Obama should be impeached. What else do you want me to say? How much can we take of this Alinsky administration where they assault the American people so many times a week that you don't know which way you're coming or going, which is part of their plan? So you don't know which insult to react to. They're beating America to death. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Your alternative to the slow stream media, the last word in talk radio. This week we're going to do something different on Rock and Roll Friday. In addition to playing great rock and roll, I'm going to give you a little soundbite from each of the days, the best of each day. So Monday, we can review Monday. If you missed the class on Monday, I can't help it if you're playing hooky. On Monday, I said we don't want a civil war in America. Don't let the left, meaning Obama and his minions, push you into a violent reaction. Tuesday, I said we've had a mild communist revolution in America and that the cancer of liberalism has metastasized even in the military, and I gave examples. Wednesday, I talked about Benghazi, where I said that they sacrificed Ambassador Stevens like an episode of The Sopranos to cover something up that he was doing. Thursday, which was yesterday, we had the father of the Navy SEAL on the show, well, a soundbite from him, talking about how he was sacrificed by the Defense Department and no one's gone to jail over it. And I talked about how he had gone from Admiral Nimitz to Admiral Dimwitz in one generation. If you get a comment on any of these topics, you're a very disturbed person. You're disturbed, rightly so, but you couldn't wait to talk, so talk. ABC says the Obama administration scrubbed terror references and Benghazi talking points. No kidding. What? This administration covered something up? This administration lied? I can't believe it. IRS is blaming low-level employees for targeting conservative groups. Yeah, right. Sure, some idiot in Cleveland did it. It wasn't the head of the IRS. No, it was a low-level employee. I wonder who that might be. Who would that low-level employee be? And it's a Cincinnati office for targeting tax-exempt organizations that had Tea Party or Patriots in their names during the 2012 election. Apologize for their... What do you mean apologize for their actions? It's a criminal act. You can't just apologize for committing a crime. I'll never forget, for example, I'll give you another boring story from my childhood. I committed some kind of crime in driving. I don't know why. I went through a red light in Queens, New York. I was 19, 18 years old, so I thought I was really smart. So I decided to go before the judge myself and explain to him why I didn't stop at the stop sign. Before I said eight words, he said, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Guilty, $250. That was the judge. I learned immediately, don't try to cover anything up. But the Obama administration, and particularly the leader of the country himself, apparently has never been taken to the woodshed for anything. The skids have been greased for this young man from the time he first peeked out of Pownahoe High School. Some very powerful leftist forces in the world said he's the man, he's the one, he's the guy we're going to run with right down the field. And he has never, ever faced the music for anything he's done. It's that simple. Now, that's the whole story. What else would you like to know? 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation, your alternative to the slow stream media, the last word in talk radio. Let's begin right now with my brilliant insights from Monday, where I said we don't repeat D-O-N-T, D-O-N apostrophe T. We do not want a civil war, and they're trying to provoke us. Listen to clip one. I want to talk about this issue of individual right to employ violence when he personally finds our democratically enacted laws to be tyrannical laws. I'm opposed to violence. I'm opposed to revolution because nobody wins. However, you have to fight a tyrannical government virtually at the same level that they're imposing their tyranny on you. You don't raise the stakes. We don't want Syria. We don't want 70,000 or 700,000 dead. We don't want a civil war in America. We don't want to see one-fourth of the male population wiped out in a civil war ever in this country. Let's be very clear. But Obama's pushing us to a civil war. Axelrod, a lifetime left-wing communist, in my opinion. Look at the lineage of Axelrod. Look at his mother and his father. God bless their souls. Take a look at what they did for a living and what their politics were. And take a look at the fact that he is Obama's brain. Just as they called Karl Rove George Bush's brain, Axelrod is Obama's brain, as was Reverend Wright. So if Axelrod is a far-left realist, realpoliticist, who is pushing us to revolution, there's a reason for it. And that explains why they're buying 1.9 billion rounds of ammunition. They're getting ready for a revolution. They want you to revolt. Don't give them what they want. They want a shooting war so they can crack down, declare martial law, and keep Obama in power ad infinitum. We don't need Idi Amin in power for the next 40 years. I'm telling you, be careful. They're baiting you. This guy is pushing this country into a violent reaction. I was shocked last week when I read that 29% of Americans believe that there's going to be an armed revolution in this country. I was stunned. I said this to people, older men, conservatives. They didn't read that anywhere. They couldn't believe it. I think it was a mainstream poll. Something like 30% of those polls said there's going to be an armed revolution in America. Why do you think that is? It's because Obama wants it. And don't be sucker punched. Oh, that's it. You see how brilliant I am? I said that on Monday. Think carefully about what I just said to you. So in the week in review, that was the first thing I did on Monday. I'm not going to play Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and fire all my ammunition in the first 10 minutes. No, I won't. You can call me on that or any other topic on this open mic to Mike Friday at 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to tell you an inspirational story. It came in the email. It came in my email late today as I came into the studio, and I could not believe this because I remember this vividly on an airplane. It went to my producer, and it said, I'm hoping you can steer me in the right direction. A few years ago, Michael Savage was seated on a commercial airline flight next to a fellow named Mike Penketh, who had lost both of his hands to amputation as the result of a horrific crash. Mike had been an American Airlines captain. The crash had occurred when Mike was trying to set a land speed record at Bonneville Salt Flats. After the accident, Mike was determined to fly again and eventually earned FAA certification to fly airplanes using myoelectric prosthetic hands. Michael Savage was so fascinated with Mike's background. Mike has written a brand new book about his years as a Marine pilot, firefighting pilot, aerobatic pilot, and Reno air racer, and about his more recent work teaching school children about the struggles and achievements of people with physical disabilities. I am a part owner of the company that published the book. Mike would like to let Michael Savage know about his book and send the copy to him, but we cannot find contact info. Can you forward this message to him or tell us how to reach him? So I said, sure, get the book, have him on the show. I never forget that day. I was on an airplane. Man next to me had, you know, prosthetic hands. I talked to people. Someone has something like a major league disability. I asked them about it because that's all that's on their mind anyway, basically. I mean, they're functioning with that, so you don't look away from it and make believe that. I said, what happened to you? And he told me his hands burnt off. And he was an American Airlines captain, as you just heard, and he was trying to set a speed record at Bonneville Salt Flats in a car. Car flipped. His hands burnt off, lost his hands. And so instead of rolling over like an Obama voter, instead of going to the government, instead of going crying on David Axelrod's shoulder, instead of going on Oprah Winfrey and laying down saying, I'm a victim and society did it to me, I slipped through the cracks, he fought to get FAA certification to fly airplanes again, and he is flying airplanes again. Can you believe this? Can you believe a story like this? Well, anyway, I'll have him on with his new book. Remember the name Mike Penketh. You talk about overcoming adversity. I am so sick of listening to this Oprah Winfrey Nation of losers and whiners and complainers and a government that seems to cater to them and a media that finds every loser under every dirty rock in America to lord over us instead of showing us the Eagle Scouts. Well, I can't say anymore because I'll get so angry. And what's the point on a Friday? Great story, isn't it? Well, I hope you enjoyed an inspiring story. And the next time you feel like whining about something that's bothering you, like a headache or a hangover, remember this man who lost his hands and fought his way back to fly airplanes using myoelectric prosthetic hands. I'm Michael Savage. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Checking KSFO traffic in San Francisco, northbound 101 just past Vermont Street. We had a stalled car blocking the number 3 lane. 880 northbound at the Montague Expressway in the South Bay, an accident in the center divide. Highway 92 at 101 southbound in San Mateo, look out for a crash on the right shoulder. And in Concord, 242 northbound before Grant Street, there's an accident. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
How will the new economic policies affect us? Listen, we already know this year is going to cost us a little more than last year. I want you to join me, Brian Sussman, and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Tuesday, May 14th in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. What's the best way now for you to continue saving for your retirement? Join us Tuesday, May 14th at the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305. That's 800-472-8305. Or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
Looking to upgrade to Cobra's revolutionary amp cell clubs? The adjustable ones that come in four fresh colors? What about a Fowler flat bill or some Puma plaid pants? Regardless of what Cobra Puma gear you're after, you score big at Golfsmith. Right now, you can take home free gift cards when you pick up new Cobra or Puma golf gear at Golfsmith. As much as $250 worth. Whether you're looking to play like a pro or just dress like one, Golfsmith is the only place to score free Cobra Puma gift cards.
Jim Twitchell's a senior master technician at Ford, and once he starts talking brakes, there's no stopping him.
Brakes are the most important system on your car as far as I'm concerned. And when we do an inspection, we check the pads and shoes for thickness.
Motorcraft brake pads installed $99.95 or less. After $50 in mail-in rebates when you use the Ford Service credit card, just $49.95 or less. Taxes extra. Rebate by check subject to credit approval. Pads or shoes on most cars and light trucks. One axle. Excludes machining rotors or drums. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 531-13.
Home homeowners. In today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
I wonder, who wrote the book of love?
Yes, indeed. The Flefftones from my alma mater, Jamaica High School. I wonder where they are today, the Clefters. Just this one more bar, then I'll get back to serious business.
Just one more chance.
Oh, I wonder, who
wrote the book of love?
Oh, what I wouldn't give to be back in the 10th grade studying geometry and thinking that that was the biggest problem in my life. No, I was thinking about it in the car the other day. I said, do you remember when you were small and the world was big? And now you're big and the world seems small. I thought that was an interesting revelation. When you're a kid, the world seems enormous. Like you can never fathom all of the things in the world. It's all before you and you have no concept of how large it is and how systems work. And you're small. You're a small little thing walking around. And then as you get older and if you're successful in what you're doing, you feel that you're large and that you have a grasp of the world and it's small. You have the world in a ball in your hand. You can understand virtually everything in it, so you think. But that's part of the delusion. See, I don't want to go into philosophy right now, but that is actually an illusion that the world is small. Has the world changed? No. You've changed. Your ego has changed. Your ego is inflated because you're older and you feel more secure. But the world hasn't changed. It's still enormous. There are still corners of the world, many, many corners, that you don't understand. And that's why I said on Monday, be very careful about a civil war. And I'm going to lead back to that question again in this way. Who is provoking you, the listener of this show, to thinking you must arm yourself and get ready for an armed revolution? There are people doing it. I know they are. Who is provoking it in this country? I look at the murder and the death in Syria. This is only a current civil war. I look back to the American Civil War, where 1/4 of the male population was killed. We never want a civil war in America. We just want this communist regime exposed and thrown out. That doesn't mean that you have to go to the extreme of becoming a lunatic. Of course there are people who should be fired. Of course there are people who should be called on the carpet. Of course Janet Napolitano has no business buying 2 billion rounds or 1.9 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition and tanks for the streets of America. It's a scandal bigger than Benghazi. I understand all of that. Now let me take your calls. Who's provoking you? Who's provoking you? Lexington, Kentucky. Mr. Savage, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how you doing? I just listened to your soundbite there from Monday, and I would have been one of those people who would have been willing to go into kind of the armed conflict if it came to that, and now I heard you put it that way, and it makes perfect sense.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And they can call me anything they want. I want to hear all of the fraudulent conservatives now attack me on Monday. Oh, that Savage is a he's on Obama's side. Okay, put me on any side you want. I'm on the side of peace and love, okay? I'm not on the side of being a fraudulent conservative. All these guys running around tooting their horn about going to war against the government. Are they insane? What kind of idiots are they?
And I would have been one of them, too. I mean, but it makes sense when you put it that way.
That's right. It makes sense when you realize that nobody wins in a civil war. And there are elements in this society pushing us to civil war. And Obama is the number one element. But you got people on the other side of the aisle whispering in your ear, oh, get ready, go to ground, get the camo, get to this. Are you crazy? That's what you want for America, the country reduced to ruins? I just want the criminals thrown out and imprisoned for what they've done to us. That doesn't mean we have to burn the nation to the ground. Thank you for the call. I make perfectly good sense. And I stand by what I just said. Now, some of you are already going to now play that you're warriors. I get it. I'm going to get those calls now. I love all of the talk shows. They're all warriors. All right, Iraq, we should go in there. Wallbanger. He was the number one on the marching order. He was a general in front of the march into Iraq. We got to go in there. We got to release freedom up there. I said, put on a uniform and get your mouth off Fox News. Go ahead. Go get it. Why don't you enlist? Go ahead. Go lead them in troops instead of egging people on who may take you seriously, schmuck. I can't stand it anymore. All these fraudulent tin horn right-wingers wanting you to go get your head shot off. Let them quit radio and go lead you. I'm telling you, don't do it. How's that? And I stand by those words. Randy disagrees with me. He wants to go to war. Randy on WABC, go ahead, please.
Hi. Yes, I do disagree with you. America had a revolution in this country, and that worked out pretty well. And I do disagree with Thomas Jefferson, who said that the tree of liberty must be refreshed with blood periodically. It's completely unnecessary to do that. In fact, it's a right that's given to us in the Constitution, in which
Yes, the Constitution has mechanisms in it to make certain that we don't have to go to a revolution again. That's what the revolution was for, was to give us a Constitution so we never would have a bloody war. Unfortunately, we had a bloody war in the Civil War in this country. But we don't want another Civil War, is my point. And don't let this president of ours provoke it, is what I'm basically saying, Randy.
There would be no war. Basically, we would persuade them to resign. You know, Carl Icahn.
What, you're going to march on Washington with a million men with guns? Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not. Absolutely not. Carl Icahn. You know him as a...
Yeah, I know he is. He was a... Yes, I know he's a financier and...
Activist investor, a corporate raider. He was able to get the CEO of Chesapeake Energy to resign. And I'm saying that the president could be forced to resign.
How can you get Obama to resign when he's totally insulated from any of the scandals swirling around him? He could give a rat's behind less about what's going on. He loves it. He's never had as much fun in his life. He's laughing in your face. This guy is getting away with everything he ever wanted to get away with, and he's just started. Wait till he grants amnesty to 50 million illegal aliens. Wait until that day comes.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes, okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Taking a look at your drive home tonight, we have a crash 80 eastbound after Pinole Valley Road in Pinole, the right-hand shoulder there. An accident 101 northbound after Atherton Avenue in Novato is still there in the center divider. Now we've got a crash in Campbell, Highway 17 southbound before Hamilton Avenue. Looks like it has scooted over to the right-hand shoulder. Highway 92 westbound as you get off at Ralston Avenue in San Mateo. Look out for something in the lanes. At least one lane of traffic there is blocked with, it looks like, a stalled vehicle. And also 580 westbound before Central Avenue in Richmond, your left lane is blocked with a stalled car. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows. Sierra Pacific Windows is your answer for wood-clad windows with five Bay Area locations and manufacturer direct pricing. Register now to win a free patio sliding door at sierrapacificwindows.com. Sierra Pacific Windows, California built, California grown.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call can redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 15-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 2.5% rate and APR. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Other credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
Rock and Roll Friday on Your Savage Nation. Your Savage Nation. It's a new Friday shtick I'm doing. Because everyone does open mic Friday, which is good. But that requires no show prep. I had my crack staff take one soundbite from Monday, one Tuesday, one Wednesday, one Thursday. And already the lines are sold out. The bakery is full and no more tickets I can give out to get in on the board. Everyone's waiting for a piece of whatever. Now, look, there are news stories. The White House today held a Benghazi briefing with some reporters off the record. That is the worst thing they could have done. There's a cover-up going on, so they pick their favorite morons to sit there. They pick their favorite idiots. All that's going to do is alienate the others in the media. Even the other idiots in the media are going to be alienated by that. They're liable to actually ask a question now. The other schmendricks who do nothing are going to say, well, why wasn't I picked? Number two. ABC News is reporting the Obama administration scrubbed terror references in Libya talking points. No. Obama lied and people died? Impossible. BBC has said that Hillary is in trouble and heads will roll. Really? IRS is apologizing for targeting Tea Party groups in 2012. Right. Well, it's a law. That they broke a law. They should go to jail. If it's a low-level IRS person in Cincinnati, I'd like to know who it is. Put him in prison. And finally, as we disclosed on the show yesterday, the families of the Navy SEALs at the memorial for them, including Mr. Vaughn, alleged that Obama had a Muslim cleric instead of a Christian administer the ceremonial last rites, in essence, at the funeral for their sons. He had a Muslim cleric who, in Arabic, damned the Navy dead SEALs at the ceremony in Arabic. Can you believe this country? has fallen so rapidly to this creeping Islamization? Well, you better believe it. Now let's go to the rest of the callers. I want one caller on this to know. I want to know one thing. Who in the media is goading you into an armed revolution? There must be, you're reading somebody, you're listening to somebody who's trying to provoke you into it. I want to know who. Use their name. Who is the most inflammatory with regard to trying to goad you into picking up arms against this government? This is a very volatile question I'm asking you, because I totally oppose an armed revolution against this government. Did you hear me? It does not have to come to that. We have a corrupt administration. But as corrupt as the administration is, they're trapped within the Constitution. And they can't seem to wiggle their way out of that, can they? They're trying the best they can, but he keeps hitting one of the walls of the Constitution on a regular basis. And I believe that eventually this fraud is going to be exposed for what he is. Missouri, Ed, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. You're the first talk show that I've heard anybody ever discuss the fact that we're getting ready for a civil war. Our government is one that they're going to start with us. And something I've seen with my own eyes, this isn't something sent to me in emails or off-the-wall stuff. This is what I've seen with my eyes, is I live in a very small town in southwest Missouri, and for the last 20-something years, I've seen trains come through town every day. And during the Gulf War and the Persian Gulf, all the different wars, trains come through, what I call war trains, all military equipment. Everything would be camo tan, rocket launchers, tanks, you know, everything it takes to fight a war, medevac mm-hmm. units, water buffaloes, everything you need. Well, the difference is now, I'm seeing trains now, and they're green instead of tan, and they're all Hummers and Strikers, urban warfare vehicles. And in the past, when we had wars break out in the Middle East, the trains always went east, and they loaded up on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Takes about a month to get there, get set up, and then we have a war. Well, mm-hmm. trains now, I've seen three of them in the last 2 years, and other people have seen more than I have of the same type of trains, and they're going east and west, and everything is green, and it's Hummers with machine gun turrets, and I think it's to build up our National Guard depots and everything here in the Midwest, getting prepared for a civil war.
Well, listen to what I said. Obama is trying to provoke an insurrection. I said that. Napolitano is trying to provoke an insurrection. Don't fall for it. That's what I'm trying to say to you. Don't let them provoke you into that. Do you understand where I'm coming from, Ed? The country will lose, and we cannot let this illegitimate administration burn the country to the ground so they can hold on to power.
Well, we don't stand a chance to fight their technology.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm glad you said that as well. That's right. You mustn't let it get there. You don't stand a chance. You'll be annihilated. And I love all of these Green Berets in America getting ready for the revolution. Do they have any idea what they're talking about?
Well, and I get guys in my shop all the time, and I almost laugh at them. They come in and said, well, by God, I'm ready. I've got 18 guns at the house, and I got more.
But, Ed, who is provoking them into this thought that they can, number one, that they should, and number two, that they can win? Who's provoking this?
What are you going to do when six black Suburbans pull up to your driveway? You mean to tell me you're going to be a tough guy and you're going to take all these black Suburbans that pull up and these monkey suits jump out? You don't stand a chance. It's nonsense.
You mean from the Central Islamization Agency or the Federal Bureau of Islamization?
Well, here's another one for you that's weird in our area. I'm in the Midwest. I'm in southwest Missouri where Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri meet. And for some reason, we have a lot of Homeland Security vehicles in our area, and that makes absolutely no sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, there are indicators. There are red flags going up across America, but the biggest one is Janet Napolitano's megalomania and madness and how she is not being stopped by the Republicans from buying all this ammo. This should have been stopped. She should be in prison for what she's doing. She has to be stopped. The woman is a mad woman for doing this. How could they have the right to buy 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammo, which is banned, by the way, by international law? Do you know that?
No.
It's not used in warfare. They didn't use it in Iraq. They didn't use hollow point ammo. So what is this monster doing with this ammunition? Why are the Republicans letting her get away with it?
They're getting ready.
And we need a hearing on this immediately. Thanks for the call. But don't be sucker punched. Don't be sucker punched. So, okay, that's one topic. Now, on Tuesday, we had another soundbite that was worth replaying, and you can call me during this one. Let's go and play clip two. We've had a communist revolution in America. I've been trying to warn America what has happened. It has, the cancer of liberalism has metastasized into every institution in the country, including the military. And it's only a matter of time before the entire systems, all of the systems implode. I don't know how much more people can take. I mean, I know men have been cashiering out of the military for years. It began with Clinton. And I don't want to turn this into a military show, but I know a man who was a career Navy captain who told me that he was fired because he had my book, one of my hardcover books, on his desk. And one of his Gestapo seniors, a woman no less, came in, saw the book, and had him thrown out of the military for reading literature that was banned. Would you believe this? So that's the new military, the fascist liberalism. And people have no idea the revolution that's occurred. Look, I try to warn people when I was talking about Mao Zedong's China, because I'm a student of history. When Mao Zedong had the Red Revolution in China, what they did was, I'll give you one little example. They went in to hospitals, and they said that the surgeons, see, this was not about race, it was about class warfare, because they were all Chinese, right? They went into the hospitals, and they said that the surgeon was a counter-revolutionary elitist. And they put the surgeon into the laundry of the hospital and made him a laundress. And they took these peasant girls from the laundry and put them into the surgical theaters and said, you are a surgeon and a doctor now. And if the girl said to the commandant, but I don't know how to do it, they said, you're a counter-revolutionary, and they put her into an internment camp. This is what happened in communist China under Mao Zedong. Don't think we're too far away from that here. When you look at the incompetence in this country that is being fostered upon the competent, you'll understand exactly what I'm saying. I'm going to get too sardonic for my own good, because I got to cut it off. It gets me sick, actually, to even keep repeating the truths that I actually see. And I don't know if people understand what I'm saying. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. All right, you got the picture. So the incompetence being foisted upon those of us who are competent, primarily in systems run by the government, which is largely an incompetent system. Governments are incompetent by and large, generally very incompetent and very dangerous. And what we have now is one of the most incompetent governments in history and a very dangerous government filled with lies and cover-ups of monumental proportions. Okay? 855-400-728. Do you see how the show is moving along much better today because we have the good sound bites, the brilliance of Savage the whole week? The gems and the jewels of the week that are saved for you on Friday, so it's not a waste of your time or just a throwaway show. I mean, honestly, it's fun, and it's also enlightening to me now to see how good the show was on Monday and Tuesday. This is good. This is a new format. And that's why I like your calls, because you're commenting upon my commentary, which is very nice. Let's take a call out of the East Coast, WABC, New York. BJ, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, the enemy is defeating us from within, or at least attacking from within. In New York State, seven lawmakers as part of a political corruption probe are being looked at. I just came back from my local store to buy groceries for the evening dinner, and I was spent an inordinate amount of time online, and the reason is because everyone has a benefits card. They have more clothes on them than I could ever afford to wear, but yet...
Well, that's right, because clothing and gambling and prostitution and crack are constitutional rights, according to the left.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And why should a poor person not be able to indulge their drug habits, their alcohol habits, their desire for prostitution and gambling? After all, they're people, too, aren't they? They're not four-fifths human. So if they're five-fifths a human, they should be able to have everything that people who work for it have.
This is, from each, you have said this over and over again, from each according to his ability to each according to his needs. And you define that as the following. You have it, I want it, thank you.
And that's all. Well, that's Obama.
Yeah.
But that's Marxist number one tenet. That's the number one tenet of Marxism, which is what this man has been doing from the day he arrived in the office. What is the surprise? He's been a communist revolutionary since Columbia University. What, are we shocked by it?
Not at all. But we are told that 16-ounce sodas and gay marriage are the priorities, not the fact that the economy is running out of money. We are printing...
Right. Well, okay, we know all of that. I hear you. But I asked who's provoking some of the people in this country to go into an armed revolutionary stance? Who's provoking that?
I believe it's our leaders and the globalists that we've sold this country out to.
Okay, so they're actually provoking that because they'd like to crack down, seize the guns, and declare martial law, is what you're saying. So they're trying to provoke it, as I see it.
Yes, and create a state in which they can control the population.
That's right. Do you know that they're trying to do this in Europe right now, the United European Nation, which is a new form of communism, light? They're trying to roll all of these sovereignties. They've destroyed the sovereignty of each nation with the euro. And what happened as a result is people lost pride in their nationality, in their nation. And that's what they're trying to do to America. They're trying to dissolve our border with Mexico so this becomes one disgusting cesspool. And everything that is happening in Tijuana and Mexico will start happening in America on the same exact scale. The cops will be corrupted. The cops will be killed. The politicians will be killed. And we're going to have a nation run by narco-terrorists if this goes on. That's why we must not permit Rubio, the front man for the most demonic forces I've ever seen, using him as a front man for the big lie to dissolve our borders. Thanks for the call. So let me quote a genius. And you guys, he's going to read from his own book. I'm going to quote Cicero, Roman orator, 42 BC. It's actually from my book, The Enemy Within. It was my intro. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. So what we're witnessing in this country was, of course, something that had been seen before, but most clearly written by Cicero as he saw Rome falling, the traitors within. Notice he said he infects the body politic so it can no longer resist. In essence, he's talking about an autoimmune type reaction within the political system, where he gives the nation a sort of political AIDS, where it can no longer marshal the defenses to defend itself against this infection. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You may have seen me being interviewed on TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the market. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Financial District, and I've been on the trading floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now, I spend most of my time teaching people like you about day trading mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now, I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-543-5569. And I'll email you my free trading technique and my daily market report at no cost to you and no obligation. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail, 800-543-5569. That's 800-543-5569.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
KSFO traffic, an accident in San Francisco, northbound 19th Avenue at Pacheco. Several vehicles there in the left-hand lane. In Cupertino, 280 southbound at Wolf Road, a car spun out. It's in the left-hand lane. And 101 northbound at Tennant Avenue in Morgan Hills. Center lane's blocked. It looks like a stall there. We have a crash westbound 80 after Magazine Street in Vallejo. That one over on the right-hand shoulder. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous, confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in this guy's name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and his credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820. 980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Dry land is dull. Have some fun rolling on a river with American River Raft Rentals. Splash half off your rafting adventure with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack. Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
How soon do you want to feel a surge of adrenaline as you scream down a seductive stretch of black asphalt? How soon do you want to feel in total control as you embrace every curve of the road? How soon do you want to feel utterly, unconditionally passionate about your car? How soon can you want a Lexus? The answer is now. It's your turn. Because now at the It's Your Turn Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, you'll find surprisingly affordable 0.9% APR financing offered on every CPO model until July 1st. And every one has undergone a 161-point inspection and comes back by a 3-year or 100,000 total vehicle mile warranty and roadside assistance. The Lexus Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. No matter how soon you get here, it can't be soon enough. See your Northern California Lexus dealer.
Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. Warranty runs 3 years from your date of purchase or 100,000 total vehicle miles. Coverage only available in the continental U.S. See your certified pre-owned Lexus dealer for program details.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Critics who prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
He's the greatest poet of our generation. Unbelievable. I mean, give credit where credit is due. This guy is unbelievable, what his eyes saw. And he's still around. That's the beautiful part of it. I don't care what his politics are. He's a great poet. Thank you, Bob. I don't care if you're left-wing pinko. Doesn't matter to me. I mean, I wish you'd come over to the right side, but I'm not going to hold my breath on that. You know what's amazing to me? It dawned on me again today that so many people listen to my show were hippies in the 60s. War left wing, they got older, they got wiser, they made a little money, they had a family, they built a business, they built a career. And they see that all being threatened by this illegitimate administration, and the mania, the madness to destroy everything that they've created is threatening them, and they become so-called conservatives. That the so-called conservatives today who are really libertarian are the liberals of yesterday, and the so-called liberals of today are really the fascists that they warned us about. Think about it. Everything that the Obama administration is doing is not liberal. It's fascistic. Closed hearings, lying, covering up, killing heads of state without trial, going to war, saying we're not going to war, raising taxes on the people who work for a living, flooding America with non-citizens in order to hold on to power. That's liberal to you? That's not liberal. That's fascistic. And those of us who call ourselves conservatives or libertarians are really the liberals who are left over in this country, the real liberals. And so be very careful of the jargon that's being used. Play Bob Dylan again for a minute. I actually loved it. I really loved hearing it. I love the harmonic cat. He was like a harmonic cat. I feel like I'm doing good today. I feel like I'm doing you good. I feel like I'm doing you good, trying to save America from the liberal assault on our schools, faith, and military. Trying my best. Hasn't worked. One book after the other. One show after the other. And what have we got? The exact opposite. How did that happen? See, that's the miracle of it all. How did this happen? How did this happen? How did it happen that so many intelligent people were hoodwinked by this illegitimate administration? How did this happen? How did this happen? You have a man in the White House. I don't know how many times to tell you the same thing. That could not have become, he could not have passed clearance to become an FBI agent at that time. He would not have been able to become an FBI agent because of his known associates, Bill Ayers and others. He would have been excluded from the pool of candidates for the FBI. He certainly couldn't have become a Secret Service agent. He couldn't guard himself. So he's supposed to guard us? Do you understand how complex that is and how simple that really is? But how did it happen? Answer, my friend, because it's a one-party system. It's not that the Republicans opposed them. The Republicans actually enabled them to elect Obama. That's why they picked this fall guy, Romney. Romney threw the election. First of all, by picking him, they threw the election. And then when he was accidentally winning, like McCain did the first time, they made him throw the election. That's my opinion.
Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation. If you just joined us, what can I say? We're doing something a little different today. Across America, 200 stations. I will be cutting away. Well, KSFO will be cutting away from this show in about 15 minutes for some kind of ball game. So if you're listening to me on KSFO, don't be shocked. In the first hour, I played a soundbite from my Monday show where I said, don't fall for the provocation. We don't want a civil war in America. Don't let the left wing push you into a violent reaction because they're trying to do so. And we were talking about that. And then I asked various and sundry questions about it, and we're talking about that as well as other, you know, issues, very important issues, such as the most untransparent administration in the history of America, the most shadowy administration in the history of this country, the most deceptive administration in the history of America. Witness the IRS harassment of conservative groups that just came out. Not only was it not funny, it's a crime. And that individual who allegedly occurred in the Cincinnati office, I don't believe that. It came from the top. And whoever did it, get the emails and put him in jail. We also talked about Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, hoarding 2 billion rounds of ammunition. Hollow point ammunition outlawed by international law. What is she hoarding the ammunition for? Now, if you're an average person listening to this, you say, what? What? Why does she need hollow point ammunition? For what reason? Remember, the Department of Homeland Security had nothing to do with the Boston bombing stopping it. Not one of them fired a bullet. It was all done by the Boston PD, who was set up and deceived by the federal government to the last second. The federal government kept them in the dark. It was the Boston cops who actually arrested these guys and had a shootout with them, not the feds, incidentally. Okay, so what do they need the hollow point ammunition for, the people are asking? We're not that stupid. We're not that dumb. Not all of us are on medication watching sports. So I'm asking you, who's provoking you into thinking you have to have a shooting war? Because I'm not. I totally oppose a country burning to the ground. I'm not looking to see the Civil War in America where one quarter of the male population died. You have to use the Constitution. You have to force the Republicans to do their job, to bring Janet Napolitano before another hearing and insist she be fired and wind up releasing the bullets back into the general population. That's number one. Why is she hoarding urban assault vehicles with rubber tires, with machine gun turrets, which are being reported all over across America? Why? Dismantled. I don't know. Take it out of our country. They should not be used on our population ever. And if you have an administration planning this, then expose it. We have people who can do this. I mean, the Republicans theoretically could do it. The problem is you have Axelrod, a lifetime left-wing fanatic, who is the Obama's brain, who understands the best tactic is keep hitting them with scandals one after the other until they don't know which one to react to. So people don't know which one is the most important. To me, the most important are the bullets and the urban assault vehicles. Don't be distracted by this other crap. KSFO, San Francisco. Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Greetings, Dr. Savage. And first of all, I'd like to say how much of an honor it is to follow Marcus Cicero, Bob Dylan, and the great Dr. Savage himself.
Yeah, well, Cicero couldn't be with us tonight. He was at a ball game.
Yeah, probably the one that they're going to interrupt your broadcast for. But anyway, so I want to touch on the question that you had asked, which is what media figures are goading us into a potential shooting war, which would be a catastrophe.
Yes, a catastrophe is right. So I'm gonna let you name names. I don't know that I'll agree or disagree, but you're going to name them. Who's doing this?
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say that much like you, I believe that the quickest and most effective way to tear a nation apart is to pin the police against the citizens and the citizens against the police. And I feel that we have several provocateurs doing this. And to go back into the analysis of the wolf in sheep's clothing, I believe we have many patriots in patriot clothing, which are to be feared even more than the murderous government.
Well, hold on. You think the patriot movement itself could provoke the Civil War?
I believe it's certainly possible. When you look at the murderous government, of course, they wear their colors at the gate. They wave their flag openly. But one of their most effective weapons would be to infiltrate a movement that sets up a sort of opposition ideologically to...
All right, so they're doing a counter movement. I get it. They're, in other words, agent provocateurs within the patriot movement trying to trigger some kind of inflammatory event. So this issue of the agent provocateur, you think they've penetrated, what, the Tea Party movement to try to provoke some kind of reaction from the government?
I would hope not so much the Tea Party movement. I believe the Tea Party as a whole, generally speaking, is...
Absolutely. I've never seen any violence. They don't even leave a gum wrapper on the floor. So I would, of all the groups in America, they're probably the most benign and the least provocative.
Exactly. I agree completely. When I've seen associated with other Tea Party, members of the Tea Party...
So where is this talk of go to war, get your guns, get your ammo, get the bulletproof vest, get the drum magazine? Who's provoking this? Who is doing this?
In my personal estimation, Alex Jones, for as much good as he's done as far as spreading information, accurate information, to a certain extent, yes, he does transmit facts. Yes, he does give out good information, but at the same time, there are certain things that the man does that really lead me to question his motives and his agenda.
Well, rather than going into it, because I think Alex is a good man who does the right thing, but if he's gone overboard, I can't speak to that. He'd have to speak to that. The fact is that the dogs of hate have been tearing at people of faith since the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s. The fact of the matter is the dogs of hate on the left have torn apart our courts and schools, the military, the police. And they have snarled at us sufficient to provoke some people into an early reaction. I would like them to understand that they should back down at this time and not call themselves cowards for doing so. There are revolutionaries, there are counter-revolutionaries, and then there are anti-revolutionaries. I consider myself, Michael Savage, an anti-revolutionary. We do not want to burn the nation to the ground in order to save it. Mark, and I'm going to leave it at that. That's a very good question, by the way, for others to take up. Now, I'm telling you that today we're playing the best sound bites of the week. Right now we have one for you from Wednesday about Benghazi, where I posited that Ambassador Stevens was actually sacrificed by the Obama administration in order to cover up what he was doing. Listen to clip three. You heard every possible opinion except what you're about to hear. And that is this. Did the Obama administration sacrifice Ambassador Stevens? In other words, we know that it was not over a videotape that was produced by someone. That's the big lie of Hillary. We know that. And that's why Susan Rice Aroney is on a trolley car somewhere in San Francisco instead of our Secretary of State. That's why Susan Rice Aroney was given the one-way ticket to Palookaville, because she lied and she got caught with that. So they threw her to the wolves. But did they throw Ambassador Stevens to the wolves? And if so, why would they do that? Now, we know he was knowingly transferring weapons from Libya to Syrian rebels. Did I make that up? Is that a right-wing conspiracy? Well, it was in the New York Times. Oh, yeah. You missed that story? Yeah, it was written by the New York Times. The right-wing New York Times said arms airlift to Syria rebels expands with aid from CIA. It was written by C.J. Chivers and Eric Schmidt. And I want to thank my good friend Art Moore at WorldNet Daily for sending that to me today, because I asked about this. The airlift of weapons from Libya to the Syrian rebels, who we now know are Al-Qaeda, was being handled by Ambassador Stevens. He was knowingly, he was sent there. He was sent there for numerous reasons, one of which we know was to transfer weapons out of Libya into the hands of the rebels in Syria. Okay? And it continued intermittently over a long period of time with the help from the CIA and Arab governments and Turkey, by the way, who are all sending arms and equipment for the uprising against President al-Assad. Yes. Okay, so that's a given. All right, we all agree on that, that Stevens was there transferring weapons to the Syrian rebels. Now, what I'm about to ask is simply a suppositional question. Did they terminate Stevens to cover this up? In other words, did they let him die knowing that he would know what was going on and they didn't think it was good for the world to really hear the ins and outs of it? And did they whack him as you would? See, I watch too much television, I admit. I'm a student of gangster movies. I admit that. I admit that I write suspense novels, and I admit that I have a too fertile imagination, which is a danger in a fake democracy. Fake imaginations are very popular amongst Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. If you have an imagination that runs within the parameters of the square world that Spielberg lives in, you go to the head of the class and get invited to the White House. If, on the other hand, your imagination tends to roam outside the square box of Spielberg, you put yourself in a lot of hot water. But at this point, although I don't like the heat, I can handle it. So I'm asking you again. I watch too many gangster movies, and I notice that if someone is sent to do some dirty work for a gang, they usually terminate him after he does the dirty work, so there's no link back to those who gave the orders. I guess I watch too many editions of The Sopranos. They send someone to do some, you know, bad thing, and then they whack him. I mean, this is how it would be done in a novel, not in the real world. It's not done in the real world. This would never be done by legitimate people wearing suits and ties. It would never be done by people who don't have vowels after their last name. You understand that. It couldn't happen. Anyone whose name ends in a diphthong could never order such a thing. I mean, if it ended in a vowel, maybe. A-E-I-O-U, then perhaps you could expect that would happen, but not if it ends, you know, in something like an N, right? I mean, it couldn't happen. I don't know if you heard me laughing. Was the mic open, Neil? I was enjoying that. I didn't realize how good I am. I am good. I am good. When I hit high notes, there's no one better when I'm good. I mean, I'm not, who could do that all the time? But that was from Wednesday. That was really good. Bravo, Michael. I could see my father in heaven looking down saying, son, that was really good. Where did you get the mind to do a thing like that? Oh, Dad, I don't know. Whatever. But that was pretty good. It was funny. It was insightful. It was poignant. It was cutting. It was risky. It was edgy. And it was good radio. You want to comment on any of that? Or is that asking for too much? Phone number, 855, forget about it, because the phone number is 855-400, forget about it, because there are no lines open. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
They put him on steroids.
A drug that created this lethargic, laying around, sloppy dog with no real personality.
And then I found that cortisone has massive side effects, you know, kidney and liver damage.
There is a dip for dexmite infestation, but nearly half the dogs die from it.
5 years ago, I heard the ad about Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
As soon as we got her onto Dinovite, her personality came back.
We started noticing a significant drop in hair loss.
Apparently, the Dinovite had built up his immune system and helped combat whatever was...
He has not had a cortisone shot since.
I said, this is what you need to do instead of steroid shots.
My dog has never been happier, and it just cut my vet bills dramatically.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is an urgent call to action. If the thought of Barack Obama's next 4 years makes you cringe, you need to hear this. President Obama is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, which are grounds for impeachment, as is laid out in the Constitution. In addition to trying to wipe out the Second Amendment, Obama lied to the American people about the terrorist attack in Benghazi, covered up the Fast and Furious scandal, along with four other impeachable offenses. And it appears members of Congress are close to action. The Conservative Majority Fund has a plan to begin hearings, but it starts with you. Call now to sign the official petition to impeach Barack Hussein Obama. Call 1-800-332-1499 to sign the petition. Call 1-800-332-1499 today. And if you call in the next 6 minutes, you'll receive a free Impeach Obama bumper sticker. So call 1-800-332-1499. Again, call 1-800-332-1499. That's 1-800-332-1499.
Paid for by the Conservative Majority Fund. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. ConservativesNow.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether to purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lennox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-369-9668.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $100. $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-363-2674 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-363-2674. 800-363-2674.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join Melanie Morgan, Katie Green, and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. right here on KSFO.
Playing Shaboom by the Diphthong. It is. It is Friday, Rock and Roll Friday. Playing some of my favorites from my rock and roll music library. What is it that you'd like to talk about? I'm talking here. Let's go to some of the great callers I've been holding here on the Savage Nation. Alan on WABC in the heart of NYC. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Uncle Savage, you are brilliant once again, and I'll tell you why. The whole lexicon throughout the last 5 years has been built on this cycle coming to an end. If you look at the drama on TV with apocalypse, whether financial or zombies, what actually is happening, and I don't want to spook people out, but when you think about it, Mike, when this country implodes, Obama has already showed, as you so eloquently pointed out, that he's a fascist. And so is the European Union. So we are...
Well, the European Union, right, the amalgamation of European nations into one nation state is the new communism. And Obama's desire to erase our borders with Mexico is the form of international socialism to join the world socialism. Absolutely true. With a one-world government run by a small band of elitists who already run the world. They're called the Europe. They're called the bankers. They're called the Federal Reserve. They're already running the world.
And the brown shirts, Mike, it's Homeland Security. You always refer to the brown shirts. The brown shirts, in this case, are going to be Homeland Security.
Well, that's what we all fear. That's why is she buying 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammo and getting urban assault vehicles with rubber tires? What is this about? She does nothing about the Sarnoff brothers. She did nothing to stop one Muslim attack after another in this country. They look the other way every time there's an uprising coming from the Islamic world in this country, and yet they're afraid of the Patriot movement. They're afraid of anybody who loves the country. What does that tell you about that organization?
It tells you that this man is a traitor to this country, and it tells you that we...
Well, listen, hold it now. Watch out, because now you're going to go into the hysteria, and the hysteria is going to lead you to saying, I'm going to go get an assault weapon and join some underground cell. I'm telling you, don't fall for it.
No, Mike, there is no underground cell. The whole premise that they're building up, that we could even wage a war against this government, is why the international one world order, and that's not meant to spook anybody out, but they are...
That's right. The last thing you want to do is fall for that trick. What you want to do is keep exposing them as is happening. Obama's had the worst week in the history of his life this week, between the Benghazi gate cover-up, between the IRS attacking conservatives, even though he said that he would never use the IRS that way, one scandal after another, and the worst thing, they made the biggest mistake of their career today by holding a closed-door so-called press briefing for their pet little reporters, and by doing that, they alienated all the other meek reporters into saying, what's going on here? So I think that we've seen a turning of the worm now, and I think that the press, who can do a very good job of protecting the American people, is not only starting to show some signs of wanting to do their job, but they're going to step out from behind their fears and do that. Thank you for the call. 855-407-282. The show is fleeing for Friday night. 855-407-282. There is exactly one open line on this anti-revolutionary evening on the Savage Nation. When I come back, more open mic to Mike and the best piece from yesterday, the father of the slain Navy SEAL, disclosing that Obama sent a Muslim cleric to pray over the dead seals in Arabic, where he damned them rather than praise them in Arabic. That's right. You heard it.